views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150 in the Seattle area, WBLQ in Connecticut, New York, and Rhode Island, Cable Radio Network, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm here today in the studio with my guest, along with Benny, and I'll tell you who my guest is in a minute. But first, I want to say hello to you, Benny. How are you doing today?
Doing awesome, and happy Mother's Day weekend to you.
Yes,
a little early, I know, but, you know, we celebrate it.
Right, and we should mention it often. Just in case there are kids, and adult, as well as younger, listening on the radio, don't forget today. You know, this weekend is Mother's Day.
And give your mom a little extra hug. Just a little extra two or three seconds. They'll deserve it.
Yes.
And we honor them.
And, you know, this morning, the weather's been kind of interesting. We had some sunshine, we've had some rain, and we've had a lot of wind. And this morning I was getting ready and the light started to flicker. You know, I live out in the burbs, and so they're really tall trees. And, you know, when the winds pick up, you know, that hits the power lines and the lights flicker, well, you know, I'm in the middle of blow drying my hair. And I say, please, God, leave the power on long enough so I don't have frizzy hair today.
I think you used your mommy powers and were like, stop all wind around me so I can finish my hair, please. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I'm really excited about today's show because my guest is somebody who's really special to me. And she's in the studio with me today. Lauren Archer is my guest today. She is an author, a speaker, a hypnotherapist, and a certified health coach. She's created all these products, these audio products, where it helps you to transform your life. And we're going to be talking about change today. She's great. You know, I have to tell you that she's helped thousands of people with addictions, problem habits, you know, helping people become healthier. And I've had the pleasure of not only knowing Lauren for many years, but also being a client, being at her presentations, and actually co-teaching a transformational experience. And I have to tell you that Lauren is a master with both the hypnotherapy and the guided meditations. She's got the most amazing voice for it. So if you haven't checked it out, you know, we're going to give you lots of links. But anyway, I'd like to welcome Lauren Archer. She's the author of 6-Word Lessons on Changing Habits, 100 Lessons to Stop Self-Sabotage and Gain Self-Mastery. Lauren, welcome.
Thank you, Christine. It's great to be on the show again.
You know, and it's, what's so special, too, is you were my very first guest on my show here on KKNW.
I love that. What an honor.
I know. It was great.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm really excited about your book. This is your second book, I believe, and
It's a long story. Yeah, I had one that I co-wrote and pulled off the market a couple years ago for all kinds of interesting reasons that we won't go into. But
and you know, I've talked to so many people who have books out who say that, oh yeah, the first three versions, or you know, they've had to leave projects along the way. And I think that one of the aspects of stepping into our mastery is knowing when to let go.
Good one. Yes.
Yeah. So I understand that needing to let go, but I'm really excited about this. Why are you focusing on changing habits?
That's one of the things that I deal with most often with people is usually people come into my office and they recognize that where they are and where they want to be are two slightly different places. You know, they come in and they say, I've got this going on, whether it's smoking, drinking, overeating, maybe it's habits of thinking, self-sabotaging thoughts.
Oh, those are big ones.
Yeah. Or, you know, recognizing, like I see a lot of business professionals and salespeople, and they recognize that they could be achieving so much more effective results, but there's something inside of them that's holding them back, and it's their habits of thinking. And so I thought, this is a way to really sum up my 25 plus years of experience, both in my background is in corporate communications and peak performance, and then I went into private practice as a hypnotherapist and health coach. So there are so many little basic things that I would love for people to know. I thought, well, let's just put them all in one place.
And, you know, they're six-word lessons, and then they're followed by a description of them. And, you know, I really enjoy this kind of book because, first of all, you can read it cover to cover, and it's wonderful. But you can also use it like, okay, like sort of like an oracle card, like open the book to a random page. What is it I need to learn today? And there's some wonderful lessons in here. So first of all, I think you've got a slightly different perspective on self-sabotage. What is self-sabotage from your perspective?
Yeah, self-sabotage is a misperception. And when I teach, oftentimes I'll toss this out. I'll say, I've got a pretty radical idea here. There's no such thing as self-sabotage. And I see people kind of look in shock. And it's really when we step back, what does everybody really want? Everybody wants to feel better.
Absolutely.
In one way, shape, or form. And there is a positive intention behind every behavior, even what we might label as self-sabotaging behaviors. So what's really going on for most people is some sort of an inner conflict between different parts of themselves.
That makes perfect sense because, we do want to feel better so that, you know, reaching for that drink or those potato chips or sitting down and tuning into the TV night after night, it's not because we don't love ourselves and don't want to feel better. It's because we want to feel better now.
Yes. And once it becomes an entrenched habit in the brain, it turns into subconscious or unconscious behavior. And that's why it's so difficult for people to make those changes on a conscious level. They intend to. People have the best of intentions.
Right.
And that's where, you know, my heart goes out to people who are struggling and suffering with not being able to shift their own behavior patterns because of misperceptions. And then once they get that label of self-sabotage in their mind, then it affects their self-esteem. They think, well, I'm not good enough. I can't do it. There must be some big, dark secret. And, you know, I was thinking about coming over here today and some of the work that you do and a lot of my colleagues and friends that really, and myself included, sometimes I go in and we figure out what might have been triggers from the past or, you know, those kinds of things and help to clear that. But really, sometimes we don't have to complicate it. It's as simple as just shifting our perspective and learning how to address on a subconscious level those different kinds of behaviors.
I really like that perspective because I think that as a culture, we have had this perspective that we really need to work long and hard in order to shift those long, you know, past wounds. And I see that in my business, too. And it's like people don't understand that you can just release things. And so how do you go from somebody who's, say, you know, has issues with eating, overeating or eating the wrong foods? And how do you help coach them? And what's your philosophy along the way?
Well, everybody I see on a case by case basis, of course. But and if you think of an individual as a musical instrument with all kinds of strings, let's say, right? And so the strings might be different threads of levels of awareness. So there's the thoughts, right? That's one realm.
The conscious thoughts.
Conscious thoughts, all the thoughts that they've ever thought. Then there's the feelings, all the things that they've ever felt. And there's the physiology, all of the emotions they've felt, all the foods they've put in their body, the exercise they've done or not done. And then there's the memory levels of all the impressions they've received and the conclusions that they've drawn from the things that have happened in their lives and their personal values. You know, what do they deem as important or less than important? All of those things create an architecture in the consciousness. And if you look at that as like a bunch of different strings or threads, I kind of look at that and I get an assessment of where someone is now. And then through a process of inquiry, I'll ask them, where is it that you would like to be? And then we get a sense of what does that architecture look and feel like? And then through a hypnotic process, I help them move from point A to point B in the most harmonious way possible. Sometimes we're going to do that just through simple strategies, you know, saying, okay, what do you believe about this? When you think about overeating, what happens? And really drilling down and getting into the very moment. What thoughts are going through your mind? What are you feeling? What are you saying to yourself? And then, you know, digging in, helping to shift that, and then helping them get an idea of what it might be like on the other side if they were, you know, doing it differently.
And that seems really important, because if you don't know where you're going to go, then how can you get there?
Absolutely. Yeah. There are two kinds of motivation, toward and away. So what we're motivated toward and what we're motivated away from. And both are important.
That makes perfect sense. So I just have to read a couple of these because they're very profound. I like this one. Partner with a friend for accountability. Why is that important?
Oh, so many people say that they won't do something on their own. But if they, let's say, an exercise buddy, but if they know that there's somebody waiting at the gym, they'll show up, right?
Right.
So it depends on who you are, if you're that kind of person. But if you have issues motivating yourself to change, then schedule something. Put it on the calendar, meet with a friend, say, hey, will you work with me on this? And then you're both being more successful.
So how important is it when you're working toward change to associate with others who are either supportive of that or have already achieved that?
I think it's vital at least on one level. And I don't remember what number the lesson is, but it's this notion of tribal awareness. And when, let's say you are in a community where everybody enjoys, like, oh, let's say it's going to the game, right? And eating a lot and drinking a lot and that kind of thing. And you're recognizing that, hey, these are not giving me, these behaviors are not giving me the results I want. And I want to change my behavior. I'm not going to be drinking. I'm not going to be eating hot dogs. Maybe I'm going to want to have a salad, or I'm going to have, you know, some lean chicken instead.
Right.
What you're doing essentially is walking away from your tribe. And that takes courage, because on a primitive level, we are programmed to be part of a tribe, to be part of a culture. It's one of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, is the need to belong.
Oh, absolutely.
And so one of the tips in this book, one of the lessons, is if you're going to make that change, then find a new tribe that you can align yourself with. It doesn't mean you're going to leave your friends, but it's really helpful in terms of your sense of self to be able to say, you know what, now I'm part of this group of people that chooses to eat consciously or chooses to take care of my body, so you don't feel so left alone.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. We're going to have to go to a quick break here, but when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show, more with the wonderful Lauren Archer.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
You were there for me to love and care for me when skies were gray. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Lauren Archer. She is the author of 6-Word Lessons on Changing Habits, 100 Lessons to Stop Self-Sabotage and Gain Self-Mastery. Now, Lauren, you know, we were talking before the break about how important it is to align with a new tribe, a tribe that will support us on our journey. How do we go about with the reprogramming so that we can create the new habits?
Oh, gosh, there's so many answers to that question. I would say the most important thing is to get a reason why. Focus on your reason why. Decide what you want and why you want it. And
okay, so let's say we want to lose weight. Is it because we want to meet the expectations of what the media says we should look like, or is it...
Yeah, that'll never work.
Yeah, exactly. It has to be like genuine reasons, right?
It has to be less so, I think, about what you're going to look like and more so about the person you're going to be. I think
Say that again. Yeah. That's a good one.
Less about what you're going to look like and more about the person you're going to become. Okay. It's not about your body image in terms of how it looks. It's about losing those feelings of shame and guilt and inadequacy, of not being able to control what you're putting in your body, of repeating the same pattern over and over again, and waking up in the morning and saying, today I'm going to do it differently, and then in the evening repeating the same behavior pattern. And what does that do to your psyche, to your soul? It mm-hmm. ends up crushing your spirit. Right. So for me, it's not necessarily about helping a person have a better looking body. It's about helping them really establish that alignment between what they say they're going to do and what they do. Because when you create that alignment in thoughts, words, and actions, you're powerful. When there's a misalignment, you weaken your entire system and it affects every aspect of your life.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because from a vibrational perspective, what I call that is a split vibration. And with a split vibration, you end up attracting that piece of it that the reality where that you're not wanting to attract. It's that part of yourself that you're not happy with.
Exactly. Either,
maybe shadow side in psychology. But if you don't have that alignment, then it's just going to wreak havoc.
Yeah, I think of it as a chaotic vibration versus a coherent vibration.
Yes.
And you're absolutely right. You are, you know, and you don't know in what way you're going to be attracting what you don't want, but in some way you will be, until and unless you learn to develop those alignments, those healthy habits from the inside out. And habit change, you know, it seems so simple. It's like, oh, well, you know, just our little habits. But, yeah, what I've found for myself, because I've overcome a lot of, I mean, people who knew me when, you know, I used to be, I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, mm-hmm. and you know, everybody smoked and everybody drank heavily. and you know, it was kind of like, it was cool.
Uh-huh.
And overcoming those patterns for myself, I had to reinvent who I was. I had to really change from the inside out and find the reasons why it was important. And so I help people find that for themselves. And what comes as a side effect of that is really that deep character development, that strength, and you gain perspective about so many levels. And there's something in the brain called transference, right? When you learn something in one area of your life, it transfers to other areas. So when you overcome one of these limiting behavior patterns or habitual habits, you learn how to change, right?
And that's so important, because it's not just about the one specific habit that you're trying to change. It's about creating a more positive life, you know, across the entire life.
Absolutely.
Know?
In so many different dimensions. Yes.
Right. You know, numbers 10 and 11, I think, are so important here. I'm going to read them aloud. Be blatantly honest with yourself. Why is that important?
Well, so many of us make excuses. We might justify behavior. We might say, well, you know, I'm eating a lot at night, but, you know, so is everybody else. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I have this excuse or that excuse. And
or it's really not that much. I'm not eating that much.
Yes,
or, you know, I didn't really have any pie, even though I you know, evened out the slice, the edge of the pie 5 times. Yes.
And when you're dishonest with yourself, that creates a mistrust inside. When you've got internal incongruence, mm-hmm. that affects how you show up in the world, kind of similarly to what we were just talking about.
Right.
So once you clear some of that and admit to what's really going on, you mm-hmm. start from that place of acceptance.
Yeah, which is number 11,
number 11.
So important.
Yes.
It says acceptance is a prerequisite for change. Why do you have to accept where you're at? I mean, so many of the things out there are teaching us to focus on what it is we want and not to accept what is. Why is it important to accept?
Well, on multiple levels, in my perspective, it helps you really, first of all, love yourself with more compassion. You can be compassionate with yourself if you just start from, you know, here's where I am. Okay, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to try to make it different. And secondly, when you do start making those changes, you'll be able to reflect back. You'll be able to have a benchmark from where you started instead of, you know,
yeah,
fooling
didn't
yourself.
Get on the scale for the first 10 or 15 pounds, and therefore I really don't know how much I lost
right.
or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So I know that you've got a lot of programs, a lot of guided meditations and such. Where can our listeners find their way to you?
Well, my website is lauren-archer.com. So not D-A-S-H, but a little dash. So lauren-archer.com. And in the left margin, you will see a place to sign up for Lauren's e-news. If you put your email address in there, I will send you a complimentary download to one of my audio programs called Inner Journey for Relaxation and Renewal. And it's just a nice, gentle, guided relaxation that can help pretty much anybody shift patterns, release the past, and step into what you'd like to be moving forward.
One of the things I love about your guided meditations is that you don't ever disempower the listener. It's like, you know, I think that for some of us, this concept of both guided meditations as well as hypnotherapy is a little scary because we're worried about losing control and doing something that's out of integrity within ourselves. But you are a master at allowing people to make choices along the way in these guided meditations.
Thank you. I think I got that way from being a listener of them myself.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not very visual, believe it or not. And so if I was listening to a guided meditation and it said, now you're walking along a beautiful path and to your left you see flowers uh-huh. and there's this and that. And I'm like, but I don't see anything. No, I'm not. What if the flowers aren't right? I mean, I was horrible.
Uh-huh. And everybody's programmed differently.
Yeah. So I tend to use what Milton Erickson would call artfully vague language, uh-huh. inviting the listener to have their own experience. So thank right. you for picking up on that.
Yeah. Yeah. And when a person has an experience within meditation, one of the things I've discovered over time is that it's important to utilize all the different aspects of the learning styles, the visual. For some people, that's really big. And for you, less so, right? the auditory, and, you know, the kinesthetic as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that oftentimes people will focus on one and not the other. The auditory affirmations and not the visual, you know, visualization is really bad for people who are very visual. Mm-hmm. So within the context of that, you know, I think it's very helpful to allow people to have their own experience so they can tap into their learning styles. And I encourage you, you know, as the listener, to utilize your strengths as, you know, which is your learning style.
Yeah, to clarify, in this particular one that I'm giving away for free at lauren-archer.com, if you sign up for my e-news, I use the metaphor of winter solstice and a tree. But I don't say you are looking at a tree, right?
Uh-huh.
I talk about the tree and allow people to have their own experience, their own sense of what a tree is like when it drops its leaves and then it goes deep beneath the earth and replenishes and renews and what happens during that cycle. And that metaphor of how in our own lives, sometimes we have to drop what's happening outside of us and turn our attention to that deeper connection and the growth that's going on beneath the surface. And then when the time is right, allowing that to bubble forth.
And that's beautiful. And you were getting into your guided meditation voice, which I love so much.
I talk with my hands, too. Even when a client has their eyes closed, they don't see me, but I'm moving my hands because I'm it's like directing a symphony.
So again, what's your website?
It is lauren-archer.com.
Okay, well, we've got lots more in this conversation to come, but we're going to take another quick break. When we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show, more with the author of 6-Word Lessons on Changing Habits, 100 Lessons to Stop Self-Sabotage and Gain Self-Mastery with Lauren Archer.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information, but Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150, WBLQ AM 1230, Cable Radio Network, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm having a conversation today with a hypnotherapist who's also a certified health coach, and she is the author of 6-Word Lessons on Changing Habits, 100 Lessons to Stop Self-Sabotage and Gain Self-Mastery, Lauren Archer. And now, Lauren, there's so many aspects to creating change. Number 39, you say, identify the smallest possible action step. Why do you start out with little steps?
Well, a lot of times we get overwhelmed when we think about what's going to be involved. Uh-huh. In fact, I see that a lot with exercise. People uh-huh. have a sense, especially watching these TV shows like, you know, The Biggest Loser or whatever,
right.
that, oh my gosh, if I'm going to get started on this healthy lifestyle program, they see this big, you know, they envision lots of hard work and lots of exercise, and they envision a big white plate with nothing but a piece of celery and one carrot on it. And
sure.
they envision being hungry and it's going to be hard. And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. You know, it does not have to be that way. And those ideas and thought patterns and images in your consciousness are probably keeping you from taking the little steps. If you really scale it way back and say, what's the first thing that I need to do?
Mm.
And then start doing that. And then what's the next thing? That's manageable. Your mind can wrap around that and you can make progress a lot more easily.
So a small step in the case of wanting to get into exercise might be walking the half mile to the mailbox and back every day or something.
It might be putting your gym shoes next to the door.
Oh.
A very small step. It might be, you know, going to the store and making sure you have, you know, certain things in the house before you even start your eating change, right?
Right?
It's very, very small. Might be pulling things out of your pantry that you don't have or that, you know, you don't want to continue.
Right.
Yeah.
Which can be difficult when you have teenage boys, let me tell you, but, you know.
That's true, yeah, and in a family situation. So there are other ways to set boundaries around what you will and won't have. And, in fact, mm-hmm. I think that's one of the lessons as well, is set very firm personal boundaries and, you know, make sure that you draw that imaginary line in the sand for yourself.
Uh-huh.
This is what I will do. This is what I won't do. Let people in your life know about it. Maybe create a little, a separate little box for yourself in your pantry where uh-huh. that's your things, and then let everybody else have their things.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Yeah, and the communication seems really important. You know, I was telling you on a break that I've been going through the elimination diet to see if there's some foods I've developed sensitivity to, and it's been a very difficult process, probably because there's aspects of foods that I've become sensitive to that have addictive properties, but also it's not convenient if you don't have something new set up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've communicated to my boys and it's made it a lot easier. Oh, no, Mom, that, you know, that restaurant won't work for you because of, you know, such and such. And oh, this one will work well because you can have what you need to eat. And that kind of support within the context of making the changes has been really important to me.
Yeah, that's wonderful when you can have that. I have worked with a lot of clients whose significant others or family, it seems that they actually want to try to sabotage
yeah.
their choices. You know, I remember a client in particular who wanted to go gluten-free, wanted to reduce sugar, and her husband with cakes and pies,
oh,
even
dear.
After she had asked him not to. So you know there's something else going on there.
Right.
That's like, okay, refer them out. Go see this person for some couples counseling. But what you can do is create some different associations in your mind. And so one of the lessons in the book is master the art of mental association. Or actually, I think that's a chapter title. You can learn to unacquire a taste for certain foods and to reacquire taste for different things.
So yeah. How do you do that?
Well, by making mental associations. So the brain is associative by nature. So what that means is over over the period of time, you know, it almost starts in infancy. Let's say when you're feeding a baby, right? You see somebody feeding a baby.
Uh-huh.
The adult is going to have, you know, a big smile on their face, and they're feeding and they're going, mmm, right?
Uh-huh.
Ah. And so the baby's watching this, and we have these things called mirror neurons. And so the baby's taking all that in and going, oh, okay, this is good. Uh-huh. So somewhere along the line, you know, maybe ice cream, cookies, sugar, those kinds of things, we have those same kinds of responses inside of us. If you stop and try to listen to what's going on in your mind, if you've got associations for those kinds of foods, you'll probably hear yourself going, mmm, right?
Right,
and you'll feel
right.
that yummy feeling in your stomach. Your face will light up.
And so, you'll feel love, too. You'll
yes,
feel love.
Absolutely. So you need to become aware of that. And actually, this is where aversion therapy comes in. And it can be highly effective. And you have to really want to do this. You can't have somebody do it to you. But what I do is I invite my clients to play a game called the X-ray eyes game.
Okay, what's that game?
So you imagine, okay, ready, one, two, three, poof, you now have X-ray eyes. And when you look at a cookie or a piece of cake or ice cream or whatever it is, you are now able to see that food in its raw ingredient form. You're able to visualize what it might look like on the laboratory counter, on the kitchen counter, and with all the ingredients separate.
Mm-hmm.
So a cookie, instead of being this delicious, wonderful cookie, is now a pile of flour,
mm-hmm.
a pile of oil, a pile of sugar. And then another game you might play is the leapfrog game. So instead of envisioning what it's going to taste like in your mouth, you leapfrog to the next event in the equation is what are those ingredients going to do in my stomach?
Mm-hmm.
And so you think of what my colleague, Dr. Christine James, calls gut goo. When you take flour and oil and water, it kind of turns into this icky paste that clogs up your insides. And, you know, anything that converts to glucose quickly in your system is just going to make you gain weight. So it's not about you can't have that cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly you look at that and go, I can have that, but do I really want that?
Mm-hmm.
So you learn to create more of an aversion to those kinds of foods so that it's so easy. All of a sudden you go, no thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And then the struggle is over. Then you can choose and look at a different kind of food. You can say, oh, look at that. There's some lean chicken breast that's been grilled to perfection, a beautiful salad, or, you know, some, you know, steamed broccoli or asparagus, and all of a sudden, hey, that looks pretty tasty.
Right.
So you learn to acquire a taste for what's good for you and unacquire a taste for those things that are less than in your best interest.
Which is really, from a higher level, letting go and a stepping into something new.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So there are some others here that are really wonderful. Why do you need to use muscle memory to your advantage?
Using muscle memory to your advantage is tapping into something that's more of a subconscious level. So let me think of an example here. Can you remember a time where you exercised, you had a good workout,
mm-hmm.
and then after the workout, you felt really good?
Yes.
Okay. So in your body is a muscle memory of feeling good after a workout. So if you tap into that positive memory, the next time you get ready to go exercise, it's going to make that process easy for you. On the flip side of that, using muscle memory to your advantage, let's say if you're wanting to change your eating habits, think of a time where you ate one of the foods, let's say, that you've been suspecting that you want to eliminate. Think
uh-huh.
of a time that you ate a certain quantity of that, and then afterwards you felt pretty darn yucky,
right?
We want to amplify those feelings, remembering the muscle memory of how it felt in your body to feel horrible after eating that certain food. You can use that to your advantage when you're choosing to say no thank you to that
mm-hmm.
particular food.
That makes perfect sense. Now, I'm fascinated by this next one here. Number 47, delayed gratification blows instant gratification away. Why is that?
Yeah.
We're all out. I mean, so many of us want that instant gratification, whether it's getting to that next website that, you know, on the internet, or having our food and having it now, or feeling better, you know, biochemically by drinking or whatever it is. It's like we want the instant gratification. Why is the delayed better?
Well, I wanted to include that lesson because it's important to realize that when you're changing habits, it's not going to be something that takes place in a day. You know, there's a process here. And
mm-hmm.
as you delay that gratification, as you go through the phases of being uncomfortable and the awkward phases through the process, something else is happening beneath the surface. You are learning. You are growing. You are establishing strength of character and the development of your will. Not in what people think of as willpower, white knuckling it, but it's a different level of true, the higher purpose of will. And so when you do finally accomplish what it is that you want on the other side, there's just a sweeter level of gratification. It's like that, you know, if you give somebody something that they've earned, there's a deeper appreciation than if it's just handed to them.
Right.
So it's kind of that same principle.
That means we have to get a little bit more comfortable with not suppressing our feelings, not suppressing, you know, oftentimes these addictions, as I'm sure you know, relate to us not wanting to face something within ourselves.
Absolutely. It's really the core. That's what it's all about. And getting to that place where you can be comfortable being uncomfortable. That's one of the lessons as well. Mm-hmm. And just lean into it and say, okay, what is this teaching me? What is this all about? And growing because you made it through it. Yes, I survived. I made it through an evening and I didn't do these particular habits and it might not have been super comfortable, but I got through to the other side. The other one that is relevant here is that habits are not broken, they're replaced.
Oh, that seems really important.
Yeah. So let's say you're choosing not to, you know, eat a certain thing at night, or you're choosing not to reach for that glass of wine at 5 o'clock, or uh-huh. you're choosing not to go out for a cigarette. It's really important to find some other ways to take care of yourself, other ways to feel good. And in fact, on my website, I wrote an article this month called Five Steps to Transform Self-Sabotage. And in that article and also on my website, I'm giving away a free ebook with 100 ideas. It's a self-care idea catalyst. 100,
ooh, I like that.
Yeah, 100 different things you can do to feel better. Because sometimes we just get stuck. We just go, what else can I do to feel good? Because the brain has learned over time that when I feel off, when I feel a little stressed or a little nervous, I do this, you know, whether it's eating or drinking or smoking or shopping or mm-hmm. gambling or whatever it is, and then I feel better. So this is 100 different things that you can do, most of which cost little or nothing. And some of them are, you know, they're fun, they're silly, and some mm-hmm. of them are a little bit more thought-provoking. But I'm working with a designer, so he's putting the finishing touches on. I just got the latest draft this morning. But if you sign up to get that on my website, I'll send it to you for free.
And your website is lauren-archer.com.
Correct.
More with Lauren Archer when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, How did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Pushing me and guiding me always to succeed. You showed me when I was young just how to grow.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, Cable Radio Network, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm actually smiling right now because Benny was just enthusiastically moving to the music that he so skillfully selected.
So that was I hate to admit that I'm still kind of a boy band liker of the music, Backstreet Boys. I'm sorry, but it's entitled "The Perfect Fan" and it's for moms. It was written about all their moms from the guys from the band. So really good song,
beautiful,
wonderful.
Thank you for sharing that. So, you know, we're talking about changing habits. I'm talking to Lauren Archer, author of 6-Word Lessons on Changing Habits. And, you know, I think that we were talking about before about replacing bad habits with good habits is such an important tip, because so often it's like we think, oh, abstinence, that's the way to deal with it. So what's your perspective on abstinence versus moderation?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Well, I think 2 points just came up. One is that notion of just stopping. Even if we're replacing, you know, because habits are never broken, they're replaced, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes we are replacing a habit with nothing. And mm-hmm. I actually have an article on my website called "Nothing Satisfies." And it's one of those ways, it's a little play on words. For example, let's say you've been a smoker, right? Uh-huh. Or a nail biter, and it's like you don't know what to do with your hands. Having your hands resting quietly in your lap is what you are doing with your hands. Being aware of just being sometimes mm-hmm. is a replacement. So that gets a little bit deeper for some people, but some people don't know how to be in that just still quiet place. Other things might be, you know, replacing habits with, let's say, change cocktails to mocktails, right? Uh-huh. Or, you know, chew gum or do something else. But that one of the lessons here is called sometimes abstinence is easier than moderation.
Uh-huh.
For some people, having one bite, one sip, one puff, or one of anything is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
For others, and you know who you are, one leads to 2, 4, 8, and a bumpy ride down the slippery slope of disaster. It's important to know that this is not a character flaw, okay? It's just a neurological pathway. It's just a process. And so it's a fact of life. Some people just find it, you know, easier to say, I'm just going to put that particular habit behind a firewall. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give myself the option of having even one. And it's almost safer. It's easier. It's more comfortable. The notion of putting a habit behind a firewall means you free up mental energy to think about other things. So I'll use an example. When I have a client in my office, I'll point across the room mm-hmm. to my desk and I'll say, there's a cookie over there. And so if you can visualize, I'll be pointing, saying there's a cookie over
there. And is there really a cookie over
no,
there?
No, oh, okay. no, that's a hypnotic process. You point to something and say it's there, they imagine it, they're hypnotized.
Okay.
and so are we right now. We're imagining there's a cookie over there. You shouldn't have that. Oh, but you know you want it. No, I really shouldn't. Oh, come on, just one bite. It's not going to be so bad. Oh, no, I said I wouldn't do it. You know, oh, come on, it won't hurt anything. Notice the amount of mental energy that I've just expended in this push-pull. Do I? Don't I? Oh, maybe I shouldn't. About that cookie.
Right.
Whereas if I made a decision and say, I'm going to just put that behind a firewall. Abstinence is easier than moderation. Uh-huh. This time, there's a cookie over there. Oh, well, I've put that habit, you know, that's behind a firewall, not an option. Oh, well, okay, so now my mind is free to think about something else. And I'll go look for something else to think about. Uh-huh. It's freedom. It's not enslavement. It's a different kind of freedom.
And, you know, when you talk about enslavement, what I found giving up some of the foods that I've, you know, that I may have developed sensitivity to. One of them is soy. I was like having a soy protein bar every single day, tofu a few times a week. And oh my gosh, I was missing it. And so I sort of inched my way over. It's like, okay, well, I know I have to give up like 7 foods, but what I'm going to do is I'm first going to see if I can give that up. And oh my goodness, you know, what became very clear is how addicted I was to that habit, to that biochemical process within my body, and it illuminated for me all sorts of other things that were coming up for me that I would somehow suppress with that. And it was a fascinating journey, but it really helped me very much to get it behind that firewall, as you call it, and not have any at all. And yes, eventually I will reintroduce soy and see if I am indeed sensitive to it, but I realized I had developed an addiction to it.
Isn't that amazing? And the levels of awareness that you developed about yourself in changing that habit, in letting that go, there's layers and layers of insight mm-hmm. about what it meant, what the connections were, that maybe the time of day, what other feelings were coming up for you. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And you mentioned the notion of letting go. I think that's a big part of it in life. I mean, as we learn to let go of things gracefully, sooner or later, we're all going to have to let go of everything, including these bodies that we're in, right? So that, you know, the difference between being attached to something and being able to let it go and not feel that we're entitled or we're deprived or we're, you mean I can't have bread? It's like, wait a minute, you know, we live in an abundant universe. There's so much that we can have. Let's focus on that. And sometimes it's actually more comfortable to let things go.
Right. And one of the things that I've discovered on multiple layers when letting go of things is that it really frees up a lot of energy. It creates this ease,
yes.
which is very expansive. So instead of like thinking I'm going to have less when I, you know, if I don't hang on to this, when you do begin to let go, it really helps you to have more.
Absolutely. And to focus on what you want. Eliminate the non-essentials. Get clear on what you want, and you will breeze through life. It just feels so much better. Not to mention that alignment that we talked about at the beginning of the show. When your thoughts, and your actions, and your behaviors, and your feelings are all aligned, you become unstoppable.
So, Lauren, share with our listeners again what's your website, and I think you've got some freebies for them.
I do. So it's lauren-archer.com. If you sign up for my e-news list, I will send you an audio download called Inner Journey of Relaxation and Renewal.
And you don't want to miss her guided meditations because she has the most perfect voice and the perfect energy for it. So, folks, you know, sign up because it's free.
Yeah, I put on my hypnotist voice, a little different than my talking voice. Okay, and the other one is it's an e-book. So it's called 100 Ways to Shift Your Focus, a self-care idea catalyst. So if you're feeling stuck and don't know what else to do besides your habit, this will give you some fun ideas to just start changing things up. It's a good one for Mother's Day weekend.
Great. Now, Lauren, in like a minute or less, do you have some bit of wisdom to share with our listeners? If you can sum it all up in a little bit of time.
Decide to like what's good for you. Decide to unacquire a taste for what no longer serves you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. Again, Lauren's new book is called 6-Word Lessons on Changing Habits, 100 Lessons to Stop Self-Sabotage and Gain Self-Mastery. And it's a good book cover to cover, but it's also one of these wonderful books where you just open it and you realize that it's speaking to you in that moment, that day. Lauren Archer, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you, Christine.
And, you know, I love doing this show every week. And I have another friend on the show next week. He has a new book out, Dr. Joe Dispenza. His new book is, I think, his best so far. It's amazing. You Are the Placebo Effect. You don't want to miss that show. Thanks so much for joining me here today. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Presenting Act As If and Change Your Life with Ari Lauer, Thursday, May 22nd, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at East West Bookshop, Seattle. This dynamic motivational speaker and transformational life coach shares her incredible Act As If Change Your Life technique to transform your life. Join Ari as she shares inspirational stories of overcoming incurable disease, bankruptcy, divorce, and turbulent past to create the life of her dreams. You too will learn how to have exactly what you want. Visit eastwestbookshop.com to register now. Join Ari Lauer Friday, May 23rd at East West Bookshop, Seattle for personalized transformational life coaching sessions 12 to 7 p.m. Call East West Bookshop 1-800-587-6002 and set up an appointment. Transformational life coach Ari Lauer blends her years of training and coaching with the wisdom of essential oils to offer advice on many levels, allowing her clients to open towards healing the past and stepping into the life that they are meant to be living right now. Visit eastwestbookshop.com. Join Ari Lauer on Saturday, May 24th, 3 to 6 p.m. at East West Bookshop, Seattle, for essential oil healing. Ari's own incredible journey back to wellness from heavy metal poisoning using doTERRA essential oils. Now guided by her angels, Ari shares these healing secrets. You too can use these amazing essential oils to give your body what it needs to heal. Learn how Ari went from desperate and sick to vital and empowered. Register now at eastwestbookshop.com or call 1-800-587-6002.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Get Sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.